Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician, coming to you from Japan with another magic audio boo. And I hope you've been enjoying the audio boos. Try to give out tips or advice or ask for suggestions about my experience in magic. However, today I have a little bit of a rant, something that's, probably a lot of magicians get upset about, and that is the bad magic videos you find on YouTube. And I'm not talking about actual live performances of magician, but people who just videotape themselves in front of their webcam doing some kind of magic trick without talking or practicing, or I don't know what they're doing. They put the video camera and they videotape themselves and they put music in the background, or there's no music. At least give me a routine, or at least do it in front of a real audience. Get some friends over and record it. Don't just perform for the camera like that. There are more tricks I have seen where I have been able, or the comments are full of the effect being exposed because of poor videoing on YouTube. I know you're anxious to learn magic, so those of you who listen to this who have done this, I know I can understand your feeling, because I know I've been there too. I want to, you learn some new magic and you want to go out there and you want to show it. My advice, when I was learning magic, there was no YouTube. There was only terminal internet. There was, it was in the late 80s and the early 90s, and there was like text-based, and so, if you wanted to do magic, it would be mentalism through some kind of mud or chat back in those days. Nobody wants, so I can understand when I learned a trick, I wanted to go out and show it right away. But you got to resist this. You got to rehearse it. We got to rehearse it. And if you do want to put it on YouTube, and I have no objections to putting magic on YouTube, I have videos of myself on YouTube, but I suggest you do it in front of a live audience, or do it from a real show, so that you have a real spectator there. It makes the video of the magic more interesting, I think, for somebody who is watching. I really hate to watch the videos of magicians where it's just a magician doing the magic. I want to see an audience. I want to see his reaction with the audience members, or even one spectator is fine. And so today's rant is, if you're making YouTube videos of just your magic, you're not a professional performer, you're just a hobbyist and you want to show off your magic, at least get someone in the room to be there when you're performing the magic. Do the magic for them. I think it's going to make it more interesting for the viewing audience as well. And take a couple of takes. Make sure that you get one that doesn't expose the secret, because I've seen that too many times. And make sure you choose the best take of them all. Don't just take one take and throw it up there. That's awful. Anyways, if you have any comments or want to rant back at me for this rant, let me know. It's just, I was looking around the internet the last couple of weeks, and I have realized this before a few years ago when I used to use YouTube a lot. I don't watch a lot of YouTube because I hate sifting and wasting time going through a lot of stuff. Not just magic, but any kind of YouTube content takes a long time to find anything good. So I don't often, but I have been doing it, and I just got crazy because I couldn't believe, why did you put this video on here? Are you crazy? So that's my advice. If you want to get back at me, you can. You can comment on my website at aaronjones.com, on Twitter at aaronjonesmagic, or on Facebook also at aaronjonesmagic. Until next time, have another one. This is my magic boo. Bye-bye.